Are you a snob? Is the only way to celebrate in style with a glass of French champagne and caviar? Or are you a beer and pizza type of person? Do our quiz and find out whether you are a snob or not. Answers are on page 24.
1. What type of music do you listen to? A. Anything and everything. It depends on my mood. B. Only Bach, Beethoven and Mozart.
2. What's your idea of the perfect night out? A. The cinema, a nice meal in a cosy restaurant, a bit of dancing, I don't know, just about anything. B. The theatre, the opera or a classical music concert.
3. Do you ever buy clothes in second-hand shops? A. Yes, of course, sometimes you can find a good bargain. B. Never, I only shop at Armani, Gucci and Dolce & Gabbana.
4. What would your dream holiday be? A. I don't know, lying on the beach, doing some sport, visiting a city, anything to get away from office life. B. Shooting grouse and wildfowl in Scotland with members of the aristocracy.
5. Have you ever been on a bus? A. Of course I have. They're cheap, efficient and good for the environment. B. Never. They're just so dirty and the people are ghastly.
6. You notice that a friend is wearing a fake Rolex watch, a phony Lacoste t-shirt, and is carrying an imitation Louis Vuitton bag. What do you say? A. Hey, where'd you get that stuff? I'd like one of those watches. B. I never knew you were so tacky. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to terminate this friendship.
7. How many of your close acquaintances have titles? A. No one, as far as I know, although I do have a friend who works in the BBC. Does that count? B. Most of them. There's Lord Fulbury, Lady Leggett, the Earl of Simpleton, Baroness Shellsuit.
8. How do you judge someone when you meet them for the first time? A. I don't really judge them. I just sort of try to find out what things they're into and what we have in common, things like that. B. I judge them by their accent and their position in society.
9. A friend mispronounces the name of a French politician. What do you do? A. Nothing. The pronunciation of foreign names is largely subjective anyway. B. Mispronouncing names shows a lack of culture and sophistication that I abhor. I instruct them as to the correct way of pronouncing the name and insisting on the correct pronunciation.